Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. I hope you're having a great day today. We're winding up the month of March, and this will be the last full week of March, and we'll turn the calendar by next Sunday. But how was church yesterday? I hope you had a wonderful Sunday as we did here at Bible Baptist Church. We honored our first responders in the morning service, and that was a delightful time, and what a privilege it is to honor those to whom honor is due. In a day when many are disparaging our police force and our first responders and not supporting the blue, we do support them, and we honor them, and we need them in our society to maintain the law and the order. You know, it gets more and more difficult as our country moves away from God to maintain law and order. Our republic was established for a, quote, moral and religious people. And I think it was John Adams who says, it will be totally inadequate for any other kind. And we have now become that other kind. And it's, you can't have enough police if you have people who don't want to do right. And we want to do right, not because a policeman's around, but because we know God is around. And we fear Him. And we want to do right because of our relationship with the Lord. And if you don't love God, you're never going to love your neighbors yourself. You have to take the first commandment to get to the second one. And so those are tied closely together. And when we remove God out of society, how do we think we're going to keep the second commandment of loving our neighbors ourselves? My friend, you have to have God. He has to be in first place. And when we depart from that, we're not going to get the second commandment kept. And so anyway, that's not the message for today. That's just something I throw in there for you. But we had a great, delightful, delightful Lord's Day. Decisions made for Christ, and warm altars all day long. Just a wonderful day with the people of God. And I hope it was that way where you were, and that you were in your church, and you were in your place, and you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God met with you and spoke to your heart. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want to talk to you today. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4 is where Paul knows his time is ready to depart, and he writes in verse number 6, "For I am now ready to be offered." He's going to have his head cut off. He's going to be martyred. "I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." This is, of course, the last book, then, that will be penned by the Apostle Paul. Soon, as he mentions, he will be offering his life as a, not just a living sacrifice, but a dead sacrifice. He knows he has lived his life as a living sacrifice, as he penned in Romans 12. But he knew that to be absent from the body would to be present with the Lord. He was dying to himself every day anyway, and now he'll be alive unto God. Now notice, Paul didn't say death. He just said, my departure is at hand. I'm ready to be offered. You see, death isn't final for the Christian. He knows where he's going, and I know where I'm going. I hope you know where you're going. I am certain of my destination. When I take my last breath here, my next breath will be in heaven. You know, last words are important words. Someone, children were talking after their father passed away, and they said, did Dad have any last words? And one of the other children said, no, Mother was with him till the end. Now, don't get upset, ladies, all right? Someone else said, Dad had any last words, and he said, yes, I do, and he said, well, be careful, Dad, the safety isn't on, and I understand that too. Last words, be careful, but last words are important, and these would be considered the last words of the Apostle Paul. Paul the Apostle, Paul the church planter, Paul the soul winner, Paul the great servant of Jesus Christ, Paul the missionary, telling us about living for Christ and honoring Christ. Let's listen to what he says. And he says, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I have kept the faith. And I believe what he tells us in these verses sums up the Christian life. And I think you sum it up in three words. You say, what is the Christian life? Three words sum it up. Number one, fight. Now, it's interesting. He likens the Christian life to a fight. It's a battle. Well, we know it is. Ephesians 6 reminds us that we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, that we have an enemy, and our enemy's the devil. And we have to put on the whole armor of God. So we're doing battle with the very forces of hell. Living on this earth is as close as a Christian will ever get to hell. And so he would write to Timothy, Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Sometimes people say, Pastor, when will it get easier? It won't. When will I stop being tempted? Never. When will it no longer be a struggle or a battle? When you leave this body from this earth and go to heaven. Until then, the Christian life is a fight. It's a battle. I have fought a good fight. Now, we don't just have one enemy, the devil. We have three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And you're going to be battling at least one of them all the time. I know D.L. Moody said, the one I have the most trouble with is the fella I shave every morning, the fella I look in the mirror every day. And that's true. Most of us, we struggle with our own flesh enough, the devil doesn't have to do much to bother with us. You fight. What is it? It's a fight to read that Bible every day. It's a fight to pray consistently, fervently. It's a fight to witness and be consistent to win others to Christ. It's a fight to live separated unto God and away from this world. It's a fight to have a good marriage and a godly home. It's a fight to rear your children and bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You have to fight. You have to die to your flesh. You have to die to what I want. Die to what I feel. Die to what I think. Oh, Lester Roloff used to sing, it's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. So run if you want to and run if you will. But I came here to stay. Oh, I think one of the sad things about this modern contemporary Christianity is nobody wants to fight. They'd rather switch than fight. No, let's fight for the right. I'll fight for my King James Bible. I'll fight for the hymns of the faith. I'll fight for the choir. I'll fight for a God-centered service, not a man-centered service. I'm going to fight to dress up for church. I'm going to fight to stay away from the praise band and the rock and roll music in the church. I'm going to fight to stay on course. I'm going to fight for the old paths. I'm going to fight the good fight. The songwriter said, must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to gain the prize and sailed through bloody seas? No, I must fight if I would win. Increase my courage, Lord. I'll bear the toil, endure the pain, supported by thy word. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Oh, my friend, fight, fight. But the second word that summarizes the Christian life is finish. We fight and we fight and we fight and we keep on fighting until when? Till we finish. The fight doesn't mean much if you don't finish the fight. And if you don't keep on fighting, you won't finish. Paul said, I finished my course. Paul had quite a course. You read about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And he talks about all that he went through in his course when he talked about in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I've been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, those things which come upon me daily, the care of all the churches. I mean, Paul had quite a course to run. Now, it's my course. That he said, it's personal. I didn't have Paul's course to run. I'm glad I didn't. But that's why we can't compare ourselves among ourselves, because we all have a different course to run. But finish your course. Finish your course. I'm running. The Bible says we're running to win a prize, and there's no prize if I quit. Now, if you're going to finish, you have to do 3 things. Don't look back, because if you look back, you'll go back. Number 2, you strive lawfully. You keep within the boundaries of the Word of God. And then 3, don't be afraid to pressure yourself. Paul said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You pressure yourself with accountability. You tell others what you plan on doing. Listen, nobody remembers those who started well. We remember those who finished well. Finish. Three words for the Christian life: fight, finish, and then faith. I have kept the faith. Boy, you go through your course, you run your course, you go through the battles of life, and you keep the faith. I started out in the ministry 41 years ago this coming September. And I still believe today what I started out believing 35 or 41 years ago. Listen, I'm not changing. I started out believing the King James Bible is the Word of God, and I still believe it's the Word of God. I started out believing salvation by grace through faith, and I still believe it. I started out believing that tithing is right, and I still believe it. I started out believing that baptism is by immersion, and I still believe it. I started out believing in the local New Testament church, and I still believe that. I started out believing in separation from the world and having standards, and I still do. I started out believing a pre-tribulation rapture, and I still do. Same salvation, same heaven, same hell, same Jesus, same second coming, same atonement, same separation from the world, same soul winning, same local church, same Bible. I've kept that which has been entrusted to me. I have a faith to keep. Jude said there's coming a time, and we're in it, when we'll have to earnestly contend for the faith. And I suppose every generation has to do that. And I want to be able to say at the end of my life, when I'm ready to be offered, that I've fought a good fight, I've finished my course, and I have kept the faith. The Greeks had a race in their Olympic Games that was very unique. The winner was not the runner who finished first. It was the runner who finished with his torch still lit. I want to run all the way. I want to finish with the flame of my torch still lit for him. The Christian life in three words: fight, finish, and faith. And then, but wait, there's more. God says then, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but look, unto all them that love his appearing. A crown goes on our head. There's a reward. Man, I don't need a reward. I just want to be faithful to God. But the Lord, as always, does exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think. And so he lays up a crown for us. And Paul said, it's not just for me. It's for all of you as well. What am I saying? I'm saying it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. The Christian life in three words from the Apostle Paul. What are they? Fight, finish, and faith. Fight the good fight. Finish your course. And keep the faith. Don't waver. And I believe you'll hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Well, let's do that this Monday, shall we? Let's fight. Let's finish, and let's keep the faith. Well, I look forward to being with you on the broadcast again tomorrow. I trust you'll have a wonderful, wonderful Monday. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.